You're listening to Cavalier Corner on ESPN Radio in Virginia.
Welcome back to Cavalier Corner as we roll along right here across ESPN Radio in Virginia. A look at another Upper Crust Pizza Student Athlete of the Week. This time it's part of the wrestling team. Blake Justice joins us now on Cavalier Corner. Blake, appreciate your time in the midst of what's an exciting and busy portion of your year.
Definitely. Yep.
You've had the state championship as a goal of yours from the outset of this season and even before. We'll jump right into it. Take us through how things have gone this year and leading up to get to this point.
Well, coming in this year, I was really nervous. You know, my last year, senior year before, you know, I've been wrestling 10 years and it's going to be over after this year. But it's turned out really well this year. I haven't, you know, had any losses yet. And so far, I'm on my road for that state title.
A goal. I mean, some people have goals where it's, you know, place in states or to make it to states. That's as bold as it gets. At what point did that become the standard for you as a wrestler?
Well, as middle school was going on, eighth grade year, I ended up being ranked number one in the state of Virginia, and I talked to a lot of coaches and everything. They think, you know, I have a good future in high school, that I could, you know, definitely do well. And so I started going all year round and started, you know, doing amazing things. And so I made goals like, I want to be a state champ one day. I'm going to, you know, want every, you know, freshman year, sophomore year, junior year, senior year, the only thing I expected was win a state title at the end of the year.
It seems like the worst possible luck, Blake Justice with us here, Upper Crust Student Athlete of the Week on Cavalier Corner, has afflicted you, you know, sophomore year, sickness, junior year, injury. What has that done for you? What was it like in the moment going through that, and what's that done for your resolve entering this year?
Well, it was definitely, you know, some tough obstacles I had to get through and, you know, get over it, that I'm not going to be a three-time state champ, four-time state champ. I'm going to have to settle for one time, but that's fine with me. You know, you got to go through things, you got to get over it, and you got to just go on, move on, and just accomplish the next thing coming up. You know, those injuries, the sicknesses, you know, it made me, you know, want to work hard in the off season and just really work even harder for that state title when I didn't, you know, accomplish my goals in the postseasons past year. So hopefully this year is the year, so I stay healthy.
For a sport like wrestling, I mean, obviously there's a lot of physicality involved, conditioning, preparation, and training, but mental as well. You know, how much going through all of that and battling back from the injuries and not reaching your goal has given you a mental resolve and a confidence that you believe you have that's an advantage over anyone out there on the mat?
Well, definitely when, you know, I was able to come back and still place in state those years, it gives me confidence to, like, well, what if I'm healthy? You know, excuses made me think, like, if I'm healthy, I'm at my best, and I definitely have a chance. I'm right there at the top with the rest of them. And it, you know, mentally, you know, just it put me down that I didn't get the state title, but at the same time, mentally, it put me up that, you know, I still had another year to win it, and that's all I thought about.
Blake Justice, Upper Crust Student Athlete of the Week, kind enough to make some time for us on Cavalier Corner. You referenced the idea of state championships going back to your eighth grade year, which would be, you know, your last year of middle school, and coaches telling you you've got that kind of potential. Take us through the journey of you starting as a wrestling and then getting to that eighth grade year where you realize this is really something that you want to do.
Well, when I first started wrestling, I was in it because a lot of my friends wrestled, and it was just, you know, a sport where you could just throw people around, and it was a physical sport, and I liked being physical. And it, you know, I've definitely, you know, as years went on, like, you know, I started improving, learning the sport better, and started having success, which wrestling's a sport where it's not really the fun out of the sport. It's fun when you accomplish things. Like, you gotta go through weight cutting, practice, many things like that's hard on you mentally, and it's about the success that's really the fun part of the sport. It's not about, you know, really, because football practice, soccer, I mean, you have fun playing those sports and everything. Wrestling, you have fun getting your hand raised at the end of the match when you know, you're better than that kid that you just wrestled, or you're, you know, individually, it's an individual sport, and it's you know, it's awesome that way, and bad that way. When you lose, it's all on you. When you win, it's, you did it. It's all your work, everything. You don't have to rely on anybody else. So it's a sport where it's unique about that.
What's that feeling like when you accomplish a big victory against somebody that's a real formidable opponent, and your hand is raised because you either pinned the guy or you win on points?
Oh, it's an amazing feeling. It really is, because I just, it shows me, you know, I deserve that win, and it brings a lot of excitement to me after I beat somebody that, you know, is up in the rankings or anything, because it just shows that I did that to get up there and climb the ladder, and it's awesome.
It's funny also in a sport like wrestling, because so often you'll hear, and Ray Lewis is a guy that comes to mind, he wrestled and it ends up leading to a football career. Your path, if I'm not mistaken, is the other way around. You played football and it kind of introduced you to wrestling, and then that took over. What gave you the bug, you know, the other way around?
Well, sometimes you got to just realize what sport you're really for when you're, you know, not that big. Because football, I mean, I'm thinking about playing sports in college, and I love football, and it was a fun sport. You know, I enjoyed it a lot, but I realized that my size wasn't going to take me, you know, much further in that sport. And I knew that, you know, wrestling is a sport where you go against other kids, your weight, and you have no disadvantage in it. And I took advantage and took on wrestling because of my size and my aggressiveness and just my physicality. I just thought wrestling would be the sport to, you know, take me to the next level.
You've referenced weight. It's no secret as well. You've got weight classifications, and wrestlers have work to do to make sure you stay in the weight classification and not get, you know, overweight. Is it harder to make weight at the beginning of the year when you're not necessarily in competitive wrestling shape, or is it harder during the season when you're hungry, you've got, you know, all sorts of, you know, tiring things that are pulling you away?
Well, it's probably the beginning of the year, because that's when, you know, you've been through the summer, you've been eating a lot, you've been growing, and you want to get to that next weight class down. And of course, at the start, your body's got to get used to it. So at the start, you know, it takes a little bit to get down there and stay down there. But once you start maintaining it, and you're in the middle of the season, you're at that weight, your body's fine, you eat, you know, just the right amount of food that fills you up, and your body adjusts to it. So probably the beginning of the season is pretty bad when you start cutting weight.
How calculated do you get with what you eat?
Well, I kind of make a plan throughout the day. You know, I have something, a routine of what I usually going to eat in the morning. And then at lunch, I kind of choose between, you know, a couple choices. And then dinner, my parents surprise me with something healthy.
Couple questions before we wrap up here with Blake Justice, Upper Crust Student Athlete of the Week. After JF, what's next for you, you know, both in terms of your wrestling future and even what you want to do in college?
Well, I'm hopefully, you know, to plan to attend Old Dominion University and major in science, and then hopefully move on to med school.
Blake, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Blake Justice, Upper Crust Student Athlete of the Week on Cavalier Corner. Back with more next here across ESPN Radio in Virginia.
More Cavalier Corner is coming up next, right here on ESPN Radio in Virginia.